Hey guys, it's Duke here for Self Positive Podcast. We're here on episode 8 of season 1. Today's episode is titled "To Find Your Vulnerabilities in What You Hide from the World." And it's mostly a expose on self-discipline and dealing with willpower as a whole. We're going to break into willpower quite a bit in the future. There's a lot of science and a lot of research on willpower, which we can do a lot of practical things with. But today is kind of a overall overview. See, we're not always strong. We don't always have full control of all of the faculties that we have the potential to possess because we're distracted or we're tired or our willpower is depleted or we are lacking sleep or we haven't eaten right. There's so many things that go into dealing with our ability to focus and our ability to apply willpower to any particular goal. When we're weak, we can fall into habits or ruts of things that don't serve us well. They stop our growth. They keep us from moving at the trajectory that we normally would be if we were, you know, at full capacity. But if we want to keep up good habits that keep us towards, you know, that good trajectory, then we have to have a discipline that can take the place of our focus. When we're unable to focus and we don't have a lot of willpower, like, the discipline will save you. Discipline and consistency will save you when you're not feeling good enough to do something or you're not particularly motivated in this moment. So if you can develop some self-discipline and clear your brain out and be a little bit more present to the moment, then you're going to have a lot better time actually getting the things that you want to accomplish and shoring up the weaknesses that you might have in your hidden self. Self-discipline and willpower can assist us determining the process of development and self-enrichment. Like, if you are constantly focused on negative shit, then you're going to move yourself into a downward spiral of negativity. But if you keep focusing on the future and you focus on your current, your present moment place in your path to your goals, then you're going to have a much better time with it. If you have a self-discipline to constantly check in with yourself and know where you're at, then that clarity is going to give you the ability to make better choices in with the resources that you have in the pursuit of those goals. With developing discipline with your willpower, it makes your strength okay, if you develop a discipline, your willpower will get stronger. It's like a muscle. But you only have a certain amount per day, right? There's like a bank of willpower in your brain. And so using it effectively and not using it on bullshit is the key to it all. And self-discipline, in the way that I'm speaking about it right now, is the way to deal with that. It lets you persevere when you're not feeling it. If you just want to, like, feel good right now and just take the shortcut, if you have discipline and predefined discipline, you're going to be able to blast through that negative mental block and then still achieve what you want to achieve. And that'll build a lot more self-confidence and self-efficacy. If you inject a self-discipline strategy, then you can learn to reject all the bullshit goes in your head. The distractions, the time-wasting, the procrastination, you take all that stuff and you just throw it out because it doesn't enter into your space if you're already disciplined. It's like, I'm going to do this at this time, no matter how I feel. Then you're going to have a lot better accomplishment there, and you can ignore all the bullshit that comes in. If you're constantly moving forward, no matter how slow, you're gonna make it there eventually. It's when you stop, or you backtrack, or you switch tracks, or you give up, that's when you don't make it. But, I had these guys, I used to fight competitively, and I'm actually gonna start doing that again soon. But when I was younger, I was trying to make it to the world team for Pancration, which is like UFC rules, no headshots. And I was gonna compete for the world team and like represent the US and in FILA, and like it was like a really big deal for me. And you know, there are some days that I don't want to show up to the gym because it hurts, or I'm injured, or I'm tired, or whatever. And I just, because I had this big grand goal in front of me, I just showed up consistently. And there are all these guys in the class that were getting their blue belts in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. It's like the second level of BJJ. And it usually takes between 1 and 3 years to get it. And everybody in my class was getting it a year and a half, 2 years in, and they were all making fun of me because I wasn't, you know, good enough to make the rank like everybody else was doing. But they had a lot more athletic ability. They had a lot more, they had a lot less. I was working a full-time job at 60 hours a week and going to school and doing jiu-jitsu at the same time. So it was, I didn't have as much time to dedicate to it. So they would be kind of lackadaisical, and they'd do their thing, and it was a classic tortoise and the hare thing. I decided that for 6 days a week, I was just going to show up, and that was my only goal. And it was my discipline, is I would show up. And then if it sucked, it sucked. If it didn't, it didn't. If I learned something, I learned something. If I didn't learn something, then at least I got some rolling experience. Like, that's all it was. And it took me 3 years, and then I got my blue belt. But that year, I went to 12 competitions. I booked a competition every month. And I went to 12 competitions, and I took home 11 medals. Because I had mastered the material in that 3 years that, you know, other guys had tested well on in a year and a half, but they weren't winning tournaments. They hadn't, like, got it into their bones, right? So I, in a certain respect, depending on your perspective, I beat them with my skill set by just being consistent. And I wasn't, you know, all egotistical about my wins and whatever. I just like, okay, it's, yeah, another thing, next thing, next thing, because of the discipline. And it allowed me to almost make it to the world team. I got injured with an injury. I couldn't walk for like 8 months right before the finals. And so that dream was kind of dashed. But I was really proud of my efforts and moving forward with it when other guys were just kind of, they hadn't developed the mental stability to really push it through. And that's just kind of an example from my own life where I just went and kept moving forward inch by inch. And eventually I got there. Eventually I was able to compete on the international stage. I was able to compete and take home a medal in an international Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu tournament and a sports Jiu-Jitsu tournament and a Pancration tournament. And I ended up ranked okay, and I got to engage in that experience, and that's really the best part. Anyways, if you just keep moving forward, you're going to get there. If you don't move, if you get off track, you're not going to get there. That's what I was trying to say. Anyways, so developing enhanced consciousness of mind, like self-awareness, can help you discover and realize what your weaknesses are inside. A lot of us don't like to look at our motivation, our willpower, our, the things that we slough off. We give ourselves justifications and rationalizations why we don't do something that we say we want to do. But the problem with doing it that way, the problem with just blowing it off, like, well, I didn't do it because, you know, other things were more important, and it's okay because, you know, I'm a good person or whatever. Like, if you give yourself a rationalization on something that you already said you were going to do, then you don't have integrity with yourself, which can be okay if you're used to it. But if you're used to it and you don't trust yourself, then it's really hard to make goals into the future that you know you're going to achieve. If you make a goal and then you're like, fuck it, I gave up on that goal, whatever. And you do that multiple times, then you don't trust yourself to make goals. Like, you know that, oh, your inner voice says, you're not actually going to do that, right? You know, some people sign up for a gym and they'll be like, all right, well, if I pay the money, I'm going to go. And your inner voice goes, you're going to go for like 3 weeks. And then you're just going to keep paying for it. And that's what happens. But if you follow through with what you told yourself you were going to do, you have that self-integrity and you can trust yourself to make new goals. That skill set that you build of goal making and trusting yourself to do it is like a total cornerstone of self-confidence. And it helps you be more positive, helps you be more confident, and ultimately helps you achieve more shit. So, you gotta be self-aware and you gotta understand that when you are weak somewhere, you're weak somewhere. And you can shore it up or you can circumvent it or you can delegate or whatever you need to do to get rid of that weakness and have it be out of your way. But if you just blow it off and keep it out of mind, you don't ever address it. And it just sits there in the corner of your mind fucking you up. So stop doing that. In view of that, one of the biggest problems with dealing with goals in general is we tend to live too much in the future or too much fixated on the past. I'm going to talk a lot about that in the next couple of episodes, but when we future project something and then we don't take any action now to get there, it's like living a fantasy. And it erodes that self-trust, it erodes that self-integrity that allows you to have real confidence. It allows you to have real belief in yourself, because if you're just looking into the future and making all these big dreams and visions, like 3 years ago, I built this company from scratch, and I released all these YouTube videos and did all this stuff, and it was great, but I didn't pull the trigger on anything that would make me money. I didn't, focus on the business aspect because I knew that was my weak part, so I just ignored it. And the thing is, the whole thing failed because I wasn't focused on, you know, the actual part of the business that would be businessy, the making money part, right? So, after I closed that one down and I started this new one, I started looking at the things that would actually make me money. Yeah, I'm doing a lot of content development. Yeah, I'm putting myself out there imperfectly and all that stuff, all the good stuff. But very shortly, I'm releasing some books and some courses and some, you know, face-to-face consultation stuff that will allow me to charge for the services and will support the web services and the bandwidth and everything that it costs to keep this thing up, and it won't fail, right? I've learned from my mistakes by focusing and being understanding where my actual weaknesses were. And my weaknesses was I was scared of business, so now I'm modeling business well. I have good mentors. I'm checking in. I'm being accountable to those people. And now I'm actually implementing the shit that I said I was going to implement. And it feels really good. If you're too focused on the future and you're not taking a lot of action in the present, one thing you can do is focus on some sort of meditation or some sort of mindfulness. I don't do meditation and mindfulness in the ways that, you know, all the woo-woo teachers teach. I basically do two things to meditate. One, I zone the fuck out. I will just sit there quiet for 10 minutes and I take my eyes and I focus them on something that's above eye level, right? So, you know, look up. You know, about 20 degrees. That's what I do. I learned that in my hypnosis training. I got my certification as a hypnotherapist about 4 years back. And it's one of the easiest ways to drop somebody in a trance is to get them to look up. And there's something about the physiological connection that kind of wipes the brain out. So I do that. I look up and then I view the thoughts. I forget where I got this from. I think it was Chopra. But the thoughts that go through your brain are like rolling by like a river, right? And if you just let them keep rolling by without interfering with them, they go. They're automatically ejected from your thought stream, right? But if you hold on to them and you pull them out of the river, you start wrestling with them, they get bigger and they get, you know, all over you and stuff. So during the time where I'm staring at something in the distance, my eye is above 20 degrees, I just let thoughts come through. I don't resist them. I don't attach to them and try to make meaning out of them. I just sort of just let them go. I'm like, oh, there's a thought. There's a thought. There's a thought. I do that for about 10 minutes. I do it about 10 minutes a day. And then my second practice for this stuff is I do gratitude. So I have a little mala bead thing I got in Thailand when I was down in Bangkok. And there's 108 beads on the thing. And then, well, mine has 138 because tourist trap, improperly put together one. But I got a bunch of beads on the thing. I start at one bead and I think, okay, I'm grateful for this. And then I move to the next bead and I'm grateful for something else. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my dog. I'm grateful for the fact that it's not raining right now. I'm grateful for the fact that I can use both my legs. I'm grateful, right? And I go through the whole thing. I do it every day. And it really sets my brain on what I can be positive and what I can be grateful for right now. And it wipes out a lot of the worry and the anxiety and all the bullshit that runs through my brain if I let it go on default in the past. And after doing this for about, I think I'm doing the gratitude thing for about 6 months now. And after doing it for about that long, I default now to gratitude. And I don't default to scary future projection. And it keeps me a lot more present, keeps me a lot more in the moment. And so when I'm saying, like, focus on meditation and mindfulness, I don't mean you need to, like, sit cross-legged and om and focus. That's perfectly fine. Do it. But I don't do it that way. And so I'm sharing with you the ways that I do it. Another thing you can do for bringing yourself into the present moment and bringing your awareness to your body or whatever is I use martial arts. And that's just a personal thing for me. You can use anything from Tai Chi, you can go back to yoga, you can go, you know, all these physical things where you have this mind-body connection that you do on a discipline. You can really keep yourself grounded, like right on the center of stuff where you're not hanging out too much in the future, beating yourself up for the fact you haven't achieved what you haven't achieved yet, and you're not beating yourself up for the past and all the stuff that you fucked up. Like, I have this ritual of going and working out every day, and I do it in a combat mode, right? Not everybody does it combat wise, but when I was doing yoga, it was cool, but it wasn't. It just wasn't my bag. I mean, I think I'm going to go back to yoga for a different purpose, but I just prefer fighting and hitting things. So I go and I hit things, and it brings all my energy back into my body, into the present moment, into the now. And if you're ever fucking distracted in the middle of sparring, you're going to get hit really hard, and it brings you right back into the moment. That's what I love about it. So you can choose a physical activity that will bring you back to your body. Some people lift weights. In my strength training right now, I'm doing hard, like powerlifting stuff. I'm doing a strong lifts from stronglifts.com. And during the time where the timer goes off on the app, like, you can be nothing but present. You can't get distracted because you're lifting heavy shit off the floor. And that is a therapeutic and cathartic experience by itself. And it's another way that achieves the value of meditation. Doing both, like, physical engagement and dealing with meditation both in a self-discipline mode and in a bring-you-back-to-the-presence mode can affect your self-talk immensely. So I talked a lot about in the self-doubt series about self-talk and what you say to yourself matters, what you focus on matters. And when you're engaged in self-discipline practices, your talk is, well, I'm going to do it today. And it's like, well, yeah, I did it. And you don't assign too much meaning. You don't assign too much importance. You don't get crazy and fantastical and disappointed by things because it just kind of is what it is, but it is what you choose it to be, which I think is a much more powerful thing. So when you go and you talk to yourself, naturally, out of self-discipline comes positive self-talk. You get something done, you fucking get it accomplished, you're like, yep, that's rad, next thing. And you can try to naysay it all you want. You can go, yeah, well, I didn't get done what I should have got done, but at least I went. It's still positive self-talk when it comes to trusting yourself, intuition. And so as you focus on discipline in both your physical areas and in your mental space and your spiritual space, meditation and, working out and some sort of holistic exercise, the next thing to focus on is dealing with your self-talk. Is dealing with focus only on things that are effective to your goals. I call this positive self-talk most of the time, just for the brevity of it. But if you're moving in the direction of where you want to go, it doesn't matter how fast you're moving, you will automatically be talking to yourself better. But you can focus and tweak that stuff. Whenever you come on with a tag at the end of your sentence that's like, okay, well, I went to the gym, but I fucking sucked at it, right? That's a little tag that says, oh, but I sucked. You're like taking the piss out of your positive experience. So you can focus on that and be like, look, I'm not going to say that anymore. Like, I might feel it and my body might hurt, but I'm not going to say it anymore. So I'm like, well, I went. And that's it. And that talk is sufficient to sort of rewire your brain. You do that on a consistent basis, and you'll stop thinking all the negative bullshit and the self-judgment bullshit as a matter of habit. And you develop that new habit, and your focus gets to be used, and your willpower gets to be used on other shit. So yeah, in order to work through your self-development effectively, you got to develop an optimistic attitude. Like, you have to know that you're going to be better tomorrow than you were today. And if you're not going to be that way, you got to develop the strategies to do it. And then you'll feel good about yourself in there. You got to find the weaknesses that are inside, address them for real, and then use self-discipline to get them out of your life. I think that's all I had to say today. But yeah, anyways, check out the blog post. It's selfpositive.org/find-your-weaknesses-hidden-self-something. I'll be back tomorrow. I forget what the topic is tomorrow, but I will definitely be back tomorrow. I will see you guys. Stay awesome and stay positive.